Episode 2357, Claim Success for Your Health Today.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. How is your week going? And how are you feeling? Are you energized for what today brings? It's Health and Wellness Day. It's time to claim success for your health today. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. A balanced life is like a three-legged stool. This is what Ellie Krieger says. Each leg, nutrition, fitness, and wellness is necessary and supports the other. Claim success for your health today. You have the choice to make the changes or stick with what is working via discipline or motivation. Motivation can come and go, yet discipline helps to set the tone for your focus. So what are you doing to maintain balance in your life? Now, balance is one of those words that can lead us down a rabbit hole. Balance makes us assume that everything has to be equal. It's balanced. But really in life, it's about flexibility. Flexibility not for just your body, but for your mind. However, with flexibility comes discipline. And most of us are not willing to see the two interchanged and acting together as one. Which Ellie brings up, what does each of your three legs look like? Your nutrition, your fitness, and she says wellness. You can change those legs to be whatever you want when you're looking at this analogy when it comes to healthy living. How are you doing with your nutrition? Is it off? Is it always off? Well, maybe that's a place to start. Fitness, where are you in your movement? Your everyday, are you getting in your walks? Are you doing some strength training, some resistance training? Are you willing to put in the time so that as you grow older, your muscles don't go away? What does each of your legs look like? You know, summer can be challenging to maintain your will, right? Willpower, they say, oh, you just got to do it by the willpower. Winter makes it tough, usually due to weather. Notice there's a trend here, right? Spring can be too pretty and fall can be too chilly. You can have something always happening in all seasons. And if you're one who only has two seasons in your climate, well, then you're a little more limited. What I'm saying here is that excuses are always going to come and they're always going to go. And this means that healthy living doesn't come by chance, but by choice. You have got to choose. I know with my husband taking care of his clients, one of the things that he runs into is he'll tell them what they need to do, but then they don't do it. Have you ever heard the saying, you know, I can tell you till you're blue in the face, but until you do it, it's not going to change anything? I know my mom would used to tell me, gosh, I've told you. I feel like I'm telling you again. And I keep telling you till I'm blue in the face. Well, what happens is when we don't take care of our body, we will be blue in the face because we will not be breathing. We will not be healthy. And I say that to kind of lighten the load a little bit, but we're in the middle of summer right now. And I know it's hot outside. But you can have an excuse that it's cold outside. It's never going to be the right temperature for anything that you want to do in life, especially when it comes to your health. So you got to understand that your healthy living doesn't come by chance, but by choice. Choose what you need to do today for tomorrow's health. Claim your success for health today. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Claim success for you today. Ann Voskamp says this, success isn't about being amazing. It's about being obedient. Are you obeying your own rules? Because you set the rules for what you need to do in order to live healthily. How can you be obedient in order to claim success in your everyday when it comes to healthy living? What can you do for yourself? And yes, that means being selfish. You have got to put yourself first when it comes to health. You've got to say the buck stops with me. Because no one controls you. No one controls your body. Only you do. So are you willing to put down your own foot for your own health? And if so, yes, that means you have to be obedient to your own rules. And can you do that? I believe you can. Now, I'm not talking about being 100% on all the time. You've got to live. You've got to have fun. You've got to be able to look at life and go, yeah, this is awesome, with the ups and downs. So think about it more of the 80-20 or the 90-10. It depends on the circumstances of your body. It depends on your personal health. If you're dealing with anything particular to you, some people have to be spot on all the time. That's challenging. Can it be done? Of course it can be. Why? Because thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people are doing that every single day. Now, there are some that say, well, okay, so that's the few that have to live by the 100% of the time. What about the 90-10 or the 80-20? You've got to know your body, and you've got to be willing to put in the work to know your body. It's about being what? Obedient to what your body needs. How God designed your body. And let me tell you, my body's not perfect, and neither is yours. I know. I've had lots of conversations with God. And I said, you know what? Why did you do this? And I'm thinking, well, he could have done something else. So what I've done personally is learn to work with what I've been given. I've stopped complaining. Now, do I still say, you know what? If you just could have made me a little bit taller, or if I could have just handled eating sugar differently than everybody else in the world, because right when you're in the middle of it, you feel like you're only doing it and you're all by yourself. It's only you. But you know, that's not really truth. So be obedient to what your body needs, what your lifestyle needs from you in order to live your best life. So what does that look like in being obedient? Number one, set your schedule to reflect your priorities. You can't accomplish what is on the back burner. So you got to put yourself, on the front burner. Put yourself on the calendar. Get up early. Go to bed early. Guarantee to yourself that you matter. And when you set your schedule to reflect your priorities, this is where structure produces freedom. If you're like, well, I really want to live more by the 80-20 rule instead of the 100% rule or the 90-10 rule. I like the 80-20. I like to have that cheat day, or I like to be able to go out and know that, okay, if I want to have a couple drinks, I don't feel bad about it. The only reason why you're feeling bad is because you have chosen to feel bad about your choices. If you're okay with this and you're working within what you know is healthy for your body, then why are you feeling bad about it? So structure produces freedom. Set your schedule to reflect your priorities. Number two, prepare the night before for the day ahead. It's all in the preparation. Prep, prep, and prep some more. Take away the temptations of not to do and focus on the goal at hand. Preparation minimizes chaos. And I got to tell you, most of us are living our lives in a chaotic state. We're always on the go. We don't give ourselves downtime. We have too many things scheduled that what really matters gets lost. And that means what? It's chaotic. It's a little bit crazy. Now, a little bit crazy all the time, that's all right. But a lot crazy all the time, not so much. So preparation minimizes chaos. What can you do the night before for the day ahead? Can you lay out your clothes so you're not tempted to either stay in bed later or, oh gosh, you know, I really don't want to work out. So I'm going to skip it. It's okay. If your clothes are right there, your shoes are waiting for you, everything that you need is right there. You stand up, you get dressed, you go to the bathroom and you go work out, whether it's walking, running, whatever floats your boat when it comes to your movement. But you got to prepare. If you know you're going to have a crazy schedule, then prepare your meals beforehand. I know for me, when the kids were much younger, I was the short order cook, literally and figuratively. Yes, I'm short. And I was the one that was always taking the orders. And it wasn't just one order to feed all. It was one, two, or three orders. And it also included my husband because he didn't always want what the kids wanted. And then there was me. Yes, there was me. I couldn't eat what everybody else was eating, if even everybody else ate the same thing. So I was fixing a minimum of two meals. So what I learned to do early in life is prepare for me what I need. So if I'm making, let's say, some ground turkey, or if I'm cutting up vegetables, I cut up more and I give myself an extra day or two to be able to eat on that. So my prep time really isn't that much more during the time that I'm doing it initially, but I'm saving my time later on in the week. So how can you prepare the night before for the day ahead? What does it look like? Maybe it's literally just making sure and going through your schedule before the next day when you lay down going, okay, I've got this, 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 and this. I know I need to get my walk in. I've got, 10 meetings scheduled. What does this look like? Where can I put it? Maybe I need to take a lunch break and my lunch break is walking. Maybe what I'll do is I'll choose to eat something different. Preparation minimizes chaos. That's going to help your stress. It's going to help your mood. It's going to help how your body reacts in your everyday. So set your schedule, prepare the night before, and finally, number three, take aim. Action ignites motivation. This is where you put it all together. Stop the chattering and take the action. We like to talk. I love to talk. You know, I'm here. I show up for you every single day. But are you showing up for you every single day? And I ask myself that question. It's easy for me to show up for you. I know it kind of seems a little strange. But for me to show up for me, that seems selfish. It's not selfish. Because if I don't take care of me, how can I take care of you? How can I be here every day for you if I'm not taking care of me? So stop the chattering and take the action. Healthy routines create healthy habits. The more you do it, the more what? It becomes natural. And I'm not saying it's going to feel like brushing your teeth every morning and night. Because you're going to have temptations. You're going to want something that you don't have or you can't have. And when that happens, you've got to be willing to have set the discipline within how you're going to respond to that trigger and take action on that. Action ignites motivation. There's nothing more satisfying than knowing that you are putting one foot in front of the other. So are you ready to support what you want regarding your health? And I mean seriously. Because I know a lot of us are still like, I got those extra 10 pounds or 7.5 or 15.25. And you just want that little bit off. What would it feel like come September after Labor Day that you're like, you know what? I really feel good. I'm energized more. I just have this zest for life. And it's not because I love what I'm doing, because I'm raising kids, I'm doing laundry, I'm cooking. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. It is sometimes. But who really loves the responsibilities in life? Not many of us. We would all like to do one or two things. And usually those are more of our hobbies or something that's just near and dear to us. But laundry? Okay, if you love laundry, you need to come to my house because I got lots of it to do. If you love doing dishes, come to my house. I have lots of dishes to do. I want you to be realistic, but I also want you to be honest with yourself. We kind of just gloss over everything in life. We chalk it up to, oh, well, it's my schedule or it's the season I'm in, or we just went through the seasons. There's four of them. And however many you have in your neck of the woods, well, there's always going to be a struggle there. It's either going to be too hot, too cold. It's either going to be too chilly or not enough chili. You're going to have birthdays. You're going to have holidays. When is it where you can say, this is how I want to feel. This is how I want to look. This is who I am. And this is what I'm going after. Stop putting yourself on the back burner. Start being selfish. Yeah, you heard it here first. And I mean that in the most positive way, because you need to become your best selfie always, every day. And when you're living like that, you have more to give to others. You have more to give to your job, to your colleagues, to your community, to your family, to your girlfriends. But it starts with you. So look at that stool. I want you to imagine a three-legged stool in front of you right now. And think about the three areas. You've got your nutrition, your wellness. You can put on there sleep. It can be handling stress. You can, you know, just talk about wellness as a whole, because you've got your nutrition, your fitness, and your wellness, right? So wellness is kind of the overall. Maybe for you, it's a lot of the mindset. Okay, great. So think of it as fitness, nutrition, and mindset. What is it that you need to do? Where is it? Which leg is shorter than the other? Where are you rocking? Where are you really steady? Celebrate where you're steady, but now be willing to put the work in what is lacking. I was looking at some tables for our hearth room, and we have these two reclining chairs. They're big, they're leather. We've had them for years upon years upon years. Okay, yeah, that's called decades. And they're great chairs. They don't look like they've aged much. They've aged because they are leather, but people now are spending lots of money to have them look the way they look. So they really do look really good, considering how many times we've moved, how many kids have been on them, how many pets have been around them, all of that, right? Well, I look at those two chairs and I'm like, I've got this table that sits in the middle. And this table is great so long as it's on all three legs. It has three legs. But if it leans just one way or the other, it gets unstable and it falls over. It's fallen over so many times, it's hit my wall. I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm going to dent my wall. Thank goodness it's a light table and has not done damage to my wall. But we're living our lives with a missing leg or two, or one that's, you know, not equal. And so we're like that unstable stool or unstable table. You don't need life crumbling around you when you have choices that can support the lifestyle that you want. So claim success for your health today. Don't put it off. You matter. And if you want to go live those dreams, if you want to retire early, if you want to write that book, if you want to build that business, if you want to just love on your grandkids and just really enjoy your children, wherever you are in your stage of life, you've got to command success for your health first. And so look at that today. And I want you to be real and raw and honest about it. And say, what can I do today that's going to help me prepare for tomorrow? Go out, train for life, love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.